Hello, Sublette County and LaBarge. This is Albert Summers reporting to you on January 17th, the sixth day of the 2023 General Session of the 67th Legislature. Today we heard bills on second reading and voted on bills on third reading consent list. We also debated bills on general file. House Bill 17, State Lands Grazing of Non-Owned Livestock, is sponsored by the Joint Agriculture, State, and Public Lands and Water Resources Committee. The bill would provide that a lessee of state lands whose lease authorizes grazing on state lands shall not be required to obtain the approval of the director prior to allowing livestock the lessee does not own, but for which the lessee retains full management and responsibility to graze on the lands. I supported this bill, and it passed the House on third reading today. House Bill 62, Open Banking, is a bill that was developed by the Select Committee on Blockchain, Financial Technology, and Digital Innovation Technology, and is sponsored by the Minerals Committee. The bill allows banks to provide customer data to third-party financial service providers with the expressed written permission of the customer. This legislation would give the Division of Banking rulemaking authority and give banks clarity and explicit guardrails for this existing process. This bill passed Committee of the Whole with my support. House Bill 55, Election Ballot Order and Party Affiliation, is a bill that would allow independent candidates to include their party affiliation on a ballot. It would also randomize the names of candidates for elected office for the general election ballot. This legislation failed in Committee of the Whole, and I voted against it. I believe Wyoming's election system works well for the citizens. House Bill 69, Coal-Fired Facility Closures Litigation Funding Amendments, is a bill sponsored by Lloyd Larson that gives Governor Gordon a broader range of tools to take legal action against the federal government, its agencies, and other states that impede Wyoming coal production or its export. The bill also gives the governor the ability to initiate litigation against the federal government, other states, or third parties whose actions result in the decreased use of Wyoming coal or the closure of coal-fired electric generation facilities that use Wyoming coal. The bill passed Committee of the Whole with my support. I can be reached at albert@albertsummers.com with questions or comments. Thank you.